The Boise State Public Radio app. News, music, and more.
Idaho Matters.
Morning Edition.
All things considered.
The Connector.
And more.
And more.
You can take us wherever you go and stay connected. Without it, you're missing out. Download it free.
You can also communicate using the Talk to Us tab.
The Boise State Public Radio app.
This month, Boise Contemporary Theater launched its 2018-2019 season with the play The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. Joining me live in studio to talk more about the upcoming season is Associate Artistic Director Dwayne Blackaller. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Welcome. Good to see you. Thanks,
Jen. So last week, the season opened with the play The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. So tell me a little bit about this particular play. I've already heard buzz about it, by the way.
Yeah, it's getting a lot of really positive attention. So it's based on the novel, the celebrated novel that sort of swept the nation several years ago. And it's one of the most celebrated plays on Broadway and in England. And now we've got a wonderful team of people making it possible here at BCT. It's our biggest show in a long, long, mm-hmm. long time, 10 actors. A beautiful set with a lighting and set design by a man named Rick Martin, who normally designs for the Paris Opera and places in New York.
Wow.
It's one of the things that's so exciting about the work that we do is that we get to work with these amazing, talented actors and designers from all over the country and putting together this amazing play under the leadership of a woman named Tracy Sunderland, who's the director.
And Tracy, I remember her from long ago when she was with the Idaho Shakespeare Festival.
That's right. Yeah, we all, as a matter of fact, most of us who work at BCT got our start with the Shakespeare
Festival.
You
did, didn't you? Yeah.
That's right.
So for people that haven't heard about this play, give me a quick synopsis of what the first play is.
Yeah, so it's about a neuroatypical boy named Christopher, and it's a beautifully adapted story that sort of the staging of it mirrors what might be happening inside his brain. Mm. So we get a chance to see a mystery unfold and have him try and solve this mystery. And it's ostensibly about a dead dog that he finds in his neighbor's garden. And he tries to solve this mystery. And it sends him all over his neighborhood and then eventually into London. And in the course of this, of trying to solve this mystery, he discovers a greater mystery about what happened to his mother. And it's a really poignant, powerful, and very inventive script that allows us to see his world in a very physicalized and beautiful way. So the lighting design is this living, active thing. It's done with incredible staging, with these beautiful stage lifts and choreography and it's just a thrilling piece to watch.
And I kid you not, I literally have heard buzz about it already, and it opened, what, on the 17th?
That's right.
You have three more plays that are slated for the main stage mm-hmm. this season, so tell folks what those are.
Yeah, so the next one coming up is With Love in a Major Organ, and it's a play that's getting a lot of buzz in the country right now by a woman named Julia Lederer, and it's about a man. It's sort of a parable story, it was written as a man with a paper heart who falls in love with a woman on a subway. But what's cool is that with discussions with the playwright, we've decided to take it in a slightly different direction. So it's now actually two women who meet on the subway and the woman's mother. And so we've now, because of what BCT is doing, she's actually changing the script nationally to include the possibility for either gender.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's a fascinating story. It's a beautiful, quirky sort of imaginative story that is very poignant and, it's part of our thematic discovery of the season is that every play that we're doing has something to do with a kind of love. And it's not necessarily romantic love, but there's this deep sort of welling up of love in every single one of our stories. And it's created a sort of beautiful kaleidoscopic pastiche of the season. It's great.
And then the other two plays.
Yeah. So then the one actually we have two, we have five plays total.
Oh,
what's
okay.
interesting is that it's unusual for us because we're...
Normally you just do the four, correct?
Normally we do four, but this next one that we're doing is really exciting because it's actually two plays and we're going to be performing them rep. It's Lewiston, which is its own play, and Clarkston, which is its own play.
Oh, that's why, because I said I saw Lewiston and Clarkston. All
right, exactly.
There you go.
But what's amazing is both these plays were written by Sam Hunter, who is an Idaho native, now a New Yorker. And he won the MacArthur Genius Award a couple of years ago and is now, we're doing a partnership with Rattlestick Theater in New York City. They're producing it, and we're producing it. So we're co-producing this production and taking designers, performers, and director from New York and moving them here and putting our own touches on it. And Sam's going to be here.
Oh, great.
So we're going to be doing Lewiston and Clarkston in rep, and they're these beautiful, heartfelt beautiful, simple dramas that are that have won so much, you know, acclaim around the country.
And then the last one on the main stage.
Yeah, a play called Rabbit Moon, which was written by Matthew Cameron Clark and myself. And it'll be our fourth collaboration as playwrights together on the BCT stage. And it's a wildly physical, inventive play with music, an incredible set, and an amazing team of moving actors about astronauts on the moon and a forest that somehow springs up out of the moon dust.
Oh, very cool. I am speaking with Associate Artistic Director Dwayne Blackaller with Boise Contemporary Theater talking about the new season. Okay, one of my favorite things that you do at BCT are your children's reading series.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We've got one coming up this
Sunday, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Canterbury Ghost, is that what it's called?
Yeah, Canterville Ghost.
Canterville Ghost.
Yeah.
Okay, so talk about this, because I read the description and I thought, okay, my 10-year-old, fine. My 6-year-old, I don't know. Like, I want him to sleep that night.
Yeah, it's great. Okay. So it's based on a story by Oscar Wilde. And what's wonderful is this adaptation of it is it honors the story about this ghost that haunts a house, and the ghost is trying to be terrifying, but the family that moves in is distinctly unterrified about his antics. And it's about them coming to reconcile with this ghost. It's a very fun thing, and it really is. There's nothing that would scare us, you know, a child like 6 and up.
And I think your reading series are for the kids. You do what you have 3 of them this season,
mm-hmm,
correct?
That's right.
They're so well done, and they're fun for the kids, and it's a great way to get them into a theater.
Exactly, and it's so much more than a reading. We have live music with Thomas Paul, who plays and scores every piece. We have full costumes and light, and the only difference from a real play that would be, you know, that they would see on a big main stage someplace is that we have scripts in hand.
Right. But I also think what's great is they're always under 90 minutes.
That's right.
Because you're talking about kids and their attention span.
Yeah, and there's free cookies and milk from Albertsons.
And pizza.
And pizza from Pie Hole. So you can come and get a lovely little snack in the afternoon, see an amazing show, and then get to have your students talk to the actors afterward, who are all professionals from around the area.
Yeah, I really think it's one of the neatest things that you do, because it is engaging that audience at such a young age.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite things is watching the questions that they have afterward, and they come up and they get to interact with the people mm-hmm. who are just on stage.
And tickets still available for this Sunday?
They are. For this Sunday at 2 o'clock. That's
okay.
Right.
And then another thing that people may not be aware of that you do every year, too, is called this 5x5.
Mm-hmm. The 5x5 reading series is one of my personal favorites. And it's our opportunity to take 5 playwrights who are new and or significant around the country, give them an opportunity to have a reading in front of a live audience. And we use it as sort of as an opportunity to test plays in front of a listening audience. But what's really cool about it is that we have a lot of comments where people come and they say, this was one of the most powerful theater experiences I ever had. And it literally was a reading that they witnessed. But we get some very experimental and exciting plays, or plays that are otherwise us, you know, would be out of our reach to
right.
produce, either for timing reasons or because we're just trying to hear how it lands on an audience. Mm-hmm. But they always include a really cool discussion afterward where we can sort of talk about the themes and ideas of the play.
Well, and what I think is interesting about it, too, I mean, when you say it is a reading, I mean, that is what it is.
Sure.
I mean, scripts in hand, it is a reading of a play,
right.
But it's on the main stage. So an audience can come and...
Absolutely. You can have a glass of wine or a beer and sit in the audience. And, you know, we have beautiful, of course, beautiful lights. And you're with these very talented directors and actors. And the opportunity to hear a play that way is sort of plays in their purest form. And so it's a really popular program that has now, I think, 20 years old. Originally started, a woman named Carol Whiteleather started it, and it worked through the Shakespeare Festival, mm-hmm. and then we adopted it when BCT came into existence.
So season tickets still available, individual tickets still available,
yeah.
and people can purchase for everything right
Absolutely.
Now, right?
Again, they are going really fast, so as you know, it's important to get those tickets for the nearest plays quickly, because they are going fast.
Right. Well, I really appreciate you coming in today. It's always a pleasure. I was speaking with Associate Artistic Director for Boise Contemporary Theater, Dwayne Blackaller, about the upcoming season. Thank you so much for coming
Thanks,
in today.
Gemma.
I'm Gemma Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters.